Shall we have a word of prayer once again? Our Father, once again, we bow our heads to approach unto thee through the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for us at Calvary. The prophet told us that it was at Calvary that what the blood of animal could not do was done by the blood of God. That is where you broke the backbone of Satan. That is where the sin question was settled once and for all. And that is where man completely under the leadership of God once again. We are very grateful. We have come again to stay with the table that have been prepared for us for this end time. Jesus have a table spread where the saints of God are fed. Father, as we continue to feed upon it, may you continue to transform our lives. May we become like you in actions and reactions. Grant it, Heavenly Father. As many, Master Savior Divine, not yet in the body, you are the only one that can put a man, a woman in your body by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, we are praying that you remember such in the name of Jesus Christ. Those already there, may you continue to take them to higher ground, because there is always more of you. To the sick and the afflicted, you remain the Lord and God and healer all our diseases. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions, Lord. In all the nations of the world that are gathered around this message, with the little blessings we have asked for ourselves by extension, may he go for everyone too. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You can please be seated. Blessed be his holy name. Let me read something from here. I'm not used to those stuff, but we thank the Almighty again for sparing our lives to see another Sunday, knowing that every passing moment, people are crossing from here to the other side. Sometimes you want to talk to people about the Lord. Some of them will tell you they are young. Maybe when they are getting old, they will be thinking about what you are saying. That reminds me of a boy that asked his daddy. He said, "Daddy, at what age do people die?" The daddy said, "Give me a few minutes." The daddy went inside a dresser, took a tape rule, said, "Let's go." He put the boy in the car, and he went to the cemetery. And the daddy watched like a place where a day-old baby was buried with little grave. He said, "Measure this." He measured. Then, so on and so forth. By the time, before they finished, the boy said, "Daddy, I have the answer." The daddy said, "What is the answer?" He said, "At any age." There are times babies are born still from their mother's womb. So whatever age you are, don't say, "I'm young. I will think about it later." The prophet said, he was closing one service one time. The prophet said, "How are you sure you will get to your house when we close this service?" No, he wasn't cursing. He wasn't threatening the people. He wasn't intimidating them. But he was just telling them the realities of life. Yeah, that is why he told us there is no distance too short where the enemy cannot wreak havoc. The other time, a person with the Lord, she closed for work. He was coming from work. He was a stone throw to his house. That is where the enemy wanted to take his life. If not because God said no, that would have been that. The chief executive of Access Bank that passed on recently, He traveled to U.S. with his wife. I don't know whether with the rest members of his family or something. You know, I don't know how they came about. He was in a helicopter. You know, I don't know. But that was it. He didn't come back. Somebody told me the kind of build house is built in Lagos. When he finished building it, billions. 8 billion. One house of 8 billion. He invited Dangote. That's the richest man in Africa. 30 billion. That's how you build the house. If I take Dangote to come and see the house he has built, I wonder what a man will do, the kind of work he will do to save money up to 30 billion, to put the whole thing in one house, one building. Ah, may God have mercy on us. Well, what am I saying? Because it came along the line of what I was saying, that's why I'm bringing it. I don't know why he was in the helicopter. I didn't follow the message very well. Whether to watch match. May God help us. You see, we don't know. The prophet said it. He said, you don't know where God will take your card from the rack. You don't know. You don't know. And none of us know his future before us. And God doesn't owe anybody any apology. He brought us here without consulting anybody. And he deserves the right to take us out of here whenever he finishes with us. May God help us. So we should live every day as he that is the last, our last day on earth. Don't have anything in your heart against anybody. I don't care who the person is, whether wife against husband or husband against wife, parents against children, whosoever. And the only way you can do that is to have the mind of Christ. That is the only mind that can go, that is void of any offense. No matter how much you try as a human being, I'm telling you, that nature does not permit you to do that. That is why conversion is a must. May God help us. Amen. Well, sometimes some things happen and, you know, we look at each other as from distance. You may look at me and say, that man must be in money. The man may not have kobo. You are looking at me and say, far off. Then, if you put up a request, I say, I need help from you. I say, I'm sorry, brother. I can't afford it. If God doesn't help you, you will hate me. You say, don't mind him. That man. How can that man say? You are only presuming. Do you know sometimes when you, God who has given us invitation to come to ask him anything we desire, he will grant it. Do you know sometimes you ask God something, God say no. But Abraham said no is also an answer to prayers. While I'm saying this is because I can see some faces. You know when somebody is not pleased with you? Love is a spirit. But Abraham said, when you get to a place where you are loved, he said, you know. Even greeting somebody. May God help us. All. The only way we can be what God wants us to be is to follow his word. I be converted. Apart from that, I'm telling you, no matter what you know mentally, if the heart is not circumcised, if situation comes, you will show your color.
You know the prophet said, if you want to know the makeup of a man, he said, step on him. Don't forget that that is the mouthpiece of God talking to you and me. But when you are converted, you have the mind of God. You can seek praises in the day of sorrow. Yeah. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, the mind of God is there. And that is why the Bible says, it is he that is spiritual judgeth all things. He said himself is judge of no man. He said, who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? He said, but we have the mind of Christ. To know the mind of Christ is one thing. To have the mind of Christ is another thing. Hello? We all know the mind of Christ concerning our relationship with each other. Don't hate anybody. We all know it. We read it from the Bible. But to know it is not enough. But to be able to do it, you must have that mind. To have that mind, you must be converted, and all that is associated with Adamic nature is gone. So you believe your brother. I cannot be having money. I tell you, I don't have money. That will be a lie. Are you following me? May God help us. If I have money, I can tell you the money that I have is a sign for so. I can't take out of it. But if I tell you I don't have money, I don't have money. Let me correct some impressions. Many of us think that at the end of every service, all the offerings collected in the church is given to the pastor. It's not so. Hey. It sounds funny, but I'm telling you the truth. How can you say he doesn't have money? Do you hear what the Sunday school teacher announced today? For the Sunday school offering alone. We did talk the main service. We did talk the afternoon forgive me. And he says he doesn't have money. Oh God. May God help us all. God bless you. We believe that when we put our trust in God, trust in Him, He can always make a way. He can always make a way. You know, God uses human beings to do certain things. No, but at the same time, the prophet said, believe your brother, or he's proven to be a liar. If he's proven to be a liar, then you'll be praying for him, that God will deliver him. Praise be to God. And remember, the message, was it last Sunday I was preaching, I was talking about the responsibility of the man, what God wants the man to be in the house, what God wants the wife to be in the house, the children, you talk about the parents, talk about the master, talk about the servants. We come all those areas. The word of God is eternal. God doesn't change his mind concerning his word. You have unbelieving children, both day and night, be calling upon God. You can't save them. It's God only that can save them. I told you one time, a brother met me. He said he wanted to denounce one of his, I think it was his first son. He said he wanted to denounce him. I say, brother, I will agree with you on what ground. Say, what is the ground, Pastor? I say, if you can take your blood from his body, then I'm in agreement with him. Say, Pastor, you don't come. I say, I will always come. You can't take your blood. Do DNA in the UK, in America, all over the world. It will always show this boy is your child. I said, that is not the way out. The way out, the one that gave it to you, take him back to him Say, God, this is what is happening. Nothing. No, look, no solution to our problems apart through prayers. We started this message. We are going to continue with it. I don't know whether I'll be reading it here or here, because this study straight like this, so I think it's getting strange for me. Whatever. Let us go. Then Jesus came. A call. Remember, when you pray, you are inviting God to come for your rescue, to answer your prayers. Does God answer prayers? Oh, sure, He does. He does. Don't never be tired in praying over your issues. Because there's no alternative. You can say, well, they say, not be world road, enter market. This one we are saying is not market. That is how your problems can be solved. And you must pray. That is why the scripture says we should pray without ceasing. God bless you. We will continue from verse 31. A dead are linked with Lazarus. A dead one day that they believe in. Sorry? A dead, the one that they believe in are locked. They have said to him to come pray for Lazarus. It's like you and me praying. Because they had seen him and know that he know God. That whatever God, matter expressed it back there. Whatever thou sayest, whatever thou hast said God now, God will do it. She recognized that he, our God, was one. He was the word of the hour. So she recognized that. As she knew, if she could ever get in contact with him, but he was gone, and they couldn't get a hold of him, and they said for him, and instead of him coming, he went on further. And then they said again, and instead of him coming, he went on further. Sometimes we wonder why those things happen. But doesn't the scripture say that all things work together for the good of them that love God? He knows what he is doing. If he delays, that is all right. If he knows what he is doing, there was a purpose. We find out that he said John 5:19, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself but what he sees the Father doing. The Father had told him to go away and to be away so many days. After the days was accomplished, then he said what he said there, that our friend, are you the one changing the color or it is permanently there? After the days was accomplished, then he said what he said then, that our friend Lazarus sleepeth. And he said, well, he does good. He said, he is dead. For your sake, I'm glad I wasn't there, because they will be trying to get him to go to him to heal him or say what had to be done. But he know what had to be done. Do you believe that? In every problem we have as God's children, God knows the solution to our problems. That is why we must believe him and stay with him until at his whole good pleasure he bring the answer. Let me tell you one thing. Now, we have seen the case of Peter. Peter was put in prison after James was killed. And the Lord went to the prison, defied every security. Guys, those who were outside with their whatever they hold, those who were inside, and they bind Peter with two chains. And With all that security, the Lord get there. He just touched Peter, the two chains fell off. He said, Peter, get up, put on your garment. He did. The guys, they were there. He said, follow me. All their doors that were locked with lock and key, they were opening by themselves. Brothers, every problem you have, we have to obey God. When God comes on the scene, you can't solve it by yourself. If you try any other means, you will fail. Take it to God in prayers. How many of us deny spiritual gifts? Every one of us will have seen what every one of them be manifested in our midst. Some people say we don't believe gifts. We believe gifts. We believe the original gifts. We don't believe counterfeits. When you say you have a gift and it's not being manifested according to the word of God, your gift is counterfeit. We can't fall for counterfeit. We have known the truth. The truth has set us free. Completely. We will never fall for anything wrong. Praise God. Amen. You say you are a prophet. We must see the manifestation of the prophetic office in your life. The prophet told us how to detain them. You go and study the message, total deliverance. The prophet said, God doesn't save halfway. That is why he told us you cannot be saved and sinner at the same time. If God saved you from sin, you are completely saved. You are not saved today, tomorrow you are a sinner. No. And the prophet told us. He told us these five ministerial gifts: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He said, you are born with them. They are predestinated along with you. You don't need to go to school to take those gifts. It's a gift that is given to you. Do you know singing is a gift? They don't put anything in jail. A gifted singer, they will sing. When my mother was alive, she was a composer and a singer at the same time. That old man, illiterate, she composed songs. You may God help us. The gifts and calling of God are what? Are without repentance. He took Peter out of that prison. Why did he allow John the Baptist to be beheaded? Did he not know that the king was going to behead him? Why did he not take him out of the place? He knows. But the thing about it, that John the Baptist has finished his job. He has introduced the Messiah. His job was finished. No matter how he died, it makes no difference. That is why some people are learned. I will call them unlearned people. I'm sorry to say, if you are one of them, forgive me. They say, Ibn Abraham was a prophet. Why did he die of an accident? I mean, that is too carnal. Did God say a prophet should not die of accident? Did God specify the way his children should die? It's not. You think God couldn't have saved Brother Abraham from that accident? I mean, his time has come. I think he was preaching one time. He said, I see my head at 56. God knows what he's doing. Some people are offended because he died of accident. Why? Because they are not even part of the message. Everyone that is part of the message, we stay with the message. May God help us. God answers prayers. He knows what to do. For instance, let me give another example as we go on. Where the people were plotting against Daniel, God knew. He was watching them. He allowed them to put him right in the lion's den. He was watching them. He follow him there because he's stood by him. That is why whatever we do, stay by the word. Brothers, may God help us. It looks simple, but that is the truth. And sometimes it's very hard to do when we want to go our way. The Lord followed him there. Lion couldn't eat him. He could have caused rain or something to happen, quite the very furnace that was heated for several times. But he allowed the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to enter. But he was there before they entered. He turned the fire to be air conditioner, something. They were at peace, a single air on their head. Have you ever thought of it? I used to say, the fire that burned the rope that they were burned with, why didn't that fire burn a single air on their head? The God that we serve is a mysterious God. We must know the way he works and follow him. Are you following me? I was talking to a couple not quite long. When you come here to be wedded, and the ritual the prophet read, I wish I bring that ritual. I would have tried to go through it. Marriage is for better and for worse. Are you following me? It's for better and for worse. The reason why you took the ring from the Bible, place it on your husband. Your husband take, place it on you. The ring serves as a token that the covenant that you are both enter into will always be kept. Hello? The prophet said, when you are caught it, he said, everything looks fine, nice and dandy. He said, but when you come together as husband and wife, you now have to pull the load of life together. He said, that is where lays the thing. I don't care what the man turns out to be, what the woman turns out to be. Remember, the covenant is for better and for worse. The only thing that you can do is to go to God. Many of us, we don't pray, and yet we want solution to our problems. How does it happen? We can't solve it by ourselves. This is a matter, this is a human being. Every human being has the way he's wired. That is why the prophet said, God doesn't use two messengers in an age. He said two people have two different opinions. Are you following me? May God help us. Prayers, don't never allow it to die in your family. And the only way your prayer can be answered is when you and your wife are in harmony. If you are at loggerhead, your prayers cannot be answered. Hello? This answer that we operate, there is a way you operate it. If you want to make a call, you must follow the rules on how they say you should pray before you make the call. If you say, let me do it another way, you will not make your call. You must follow instructions that are given. The instructions that have been given to us is the Bible, is the message of the hour on how to run our families. Are you following me? No other alternative. It is just one way. Your children are not converted, take them to God in prayer. Your wife is not converted, take her to God in prayer. Your husband is not converted, take him to God in prayer. It's God that can do it. Are you following me? I think there used to be a saying that the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. If you dislike this thing, I'm telling you, as a man, the way you express it is with anger. Whether you like it or not, that's the makeup of a man born of woman. And the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Your big disagreement, disagree, and shouting, and screaming, and some of us, when we are annoyed, we'll be stammering. That shows that we are in the peak of annoyance. You can't help it. This message has exposed us beyond anything you can think of. It's the word of God. The prophet said, when that man of Oregon came close to him, I said, pull for face. He said, if anything anger was left in him, he said, it could have been manifested. But remember that Brother Abraham was born a sinner as we were born. If God can deal with him, that no matter the situation, no anger in him, God can also work in you. God can also work in me in that same way. If you want to know what is in a man, step on him. When you step on him, he will come out. If it is the Holy Ghost there, he will always come out, the Holy Ghost. Okay, this is what is of God. God will help us. We will take it to God in prayer. You might be saying, oh, for so many years we have prayed. I'm tired of praying. Eh? How do you solve it? You solve it by yourself? May God help us. I say, may God help us. Don't forget, there is no situation that God does not have solution to. No situation. Let's read the message as we go. But he knew what he had to be done. So he had done just exactly what he was ordained to do. Stay away. If you notice him at the grave, when he came back, he expressed that when he came back, I found this hope. All hopes was gone. Brothers, sisters, whatever problem you have not come to this condition that this family has come. All hopes was gone. Lazarus has died. Every hour, they kept thinking, he might come on the scene. He might come on the scene. He might come back. Finally, he died. The breath left him. They went out and bound him, taking the blood from his body, wrapping in linen, spices, and they bound him and laid him into the grave. Put a rock over the grave, which was their custom of burying in them days. A hole in the ground, just maybe in the rock, and lay a rock over the top of it. That was their custom. First day passed. Second day passed. Third day passed. Fourth day. The man was already rotting in the grave. His nose has probably fell in. That I think that is the first thing that falls in, is the nose. And he was already rotting. His flesh had gone back to the dust of the earth. Oh, going back, his soul was 4 days' journey somewhere from him. And all hope of ever seeing him again in this life was gone. And then when all hopes was gone, they had waited. Maybe if he would come the first day, second day, no, then he died, and he hadn't come, then the desperation set in. After a while, there was somebody must have told her, the master is outside. Here goes matter down the street. Jesus came in that dark hour when every hope was gone. That is usually when he comes. Do you believe that? You see, he comes just at that darkest time. Then Jesus appears on the scene. I cannot but continue to make reference to when I was sick. God has helped me in several ways. But when I was sick, many people thought that was the end of the man. Look, until God says it's your end, it cannot be your end. He has the final say. He's the only one that can do it. It doesn't matter what anybody else says, what the old world says, what the old demon says, what the power of darkness says, what Satan says. It makes no difference before God. When he speaks, it's fixed. And his word is final. It can change any situation, anytime. Don't give up praying. Don't give up trusting God. Because God is able to do what no other man can do. Who told you that the message of the hour is only for young people? Old people that were Roman Catholic before great-great-grandfather, if they are part of this message, they will come. Don't give up, I beg you. In the name of the Lord, don't give up. Keep praying, trusting God. That is the only thing that brings solution. Now watch. He come and called for matter. His presence brought new hopes. Amen. No matter if the boy was dead, yet his presence brings new hope. May his presence always bring new hopes to us concerning our problems, concerning our needs, concerning our desires, concerning our requests, concerning whatsoever. Do you know what Abraham preached a message? Let us see God. Hello? Let us see God. He said, I want to show you four ways that we can see God. He said, God in the universe. God in his son. God in his word. And God in his people. So when we are talking about his presence bringing new hope, his presence is permanently dwelling in you and in me. He did that so that we will not do contrary to his will. That is why he became flesh. To die, so that we might be recreated. So that I may be recreated. So all of us might be recreated. To have the mind of Christ. But Abraham said, don't forget the Spirit of God wrote the Bible. Is that same Spirit of God, which is God, dwelling in you? And if it is the word dwelling in you, it will never inspire you or lead you to take any step contrary to the word of God. That is very powerful, you know. Very, very powerful. Many people will say, well, you are a weak man. You don't know how to do this. Spiritual battles are not fought with physical strength. It doesn't work. You watch the situations. You create an atmosphere of hatred. And that is what the devil wants. May God help us. There are so many things we could learn from Brother Branham. The people were going to go to one place. And the prophet said, God told me to tell you we should not go. And that's a vindicated prophet. And the people said, no. The people over there has already made plans. We should all go. And the prophet went. He gathered leaves. He put it on their feet. He said, don't serve the Lord. If we go, we will all pay for it. Do you know he followed them? Was he a success? Did they not all pay for it? God is not in giri giri giri. No. The prophet preached a message. God hiding his simplicity and revealing himself in the same. That is how God works. May God help us. You might be sitting here tonight, my friend, where the doctors have given you up with cancer, heart trouble, maybe in a chair, crippled. All science has said there is no hope for you. The deposit of calcium and has knotted your bones, that you can't bend them no more. or either your heart is so bad, the doctor says, you might go at any minute. Oh, a great bunches of people with cancer and TB, maybe the last hope you got. And it seems like that the doctor has torn you down. Yet, to be in the presence and recognition of the presence of Jesus Christ brings hopes again. He brings hopes again. There's no sickness he cannot heal. That is why I so much believe what the prophet said. That until God finishes with you, he said, no death can take you. He said, Satan come 1,000 times. He will go disappointed 1,000 times because he can't take you. Is it sickness? There's no sickness he cannot heal. We remember a minister that cancer has eaten his liver completely. We all read it in the message. How many are we going to mention? When God came on the scene, it was a brand new. That is the God we serve. May God help us to believe in. Believe God. The prophet said, the vilest sinner today, if God touches him, he'll be a saint tomorrow. I thank God for our children. Sometimes you feel they don't hear what we are preaching. Wednesday we close from service. A sister, young sister, small sister like that, he met me there. Say, want to ask me a question? I say, he let my tissue. I said, postpone your question to Sunday. He said, okay. When the Sunday came, last Sunday, immediately we finished, she was in my office. Little girl. Say, I want to ask you a question. He said, we used to preach that the elect does he persecute elect. I say, yes. He said, why was he persecuting the church? Was he not an elect? You hear the question? I told the girl, I said, look, the answer is that as at that time, he was not yet converted. That's why even in his own testimony, he said, don't say he did them in ignorance. I did not believe. I said, after he was converted, did you see him persecuting the church again? He said, no. A little girl, I don't think that girl is up to 15. May God help us. The message have answers to all biblical questions. The message also have answers to you, your problem, and whatever you ever face in life. I was saying the other time, I said this word of God has spoken to us, all to the very, your husband and your wife in your bedroom. The message have answers. He told us what to do. May God help us. Don't give up. Don't never give up. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Keep praying. God answers prayers. The prophet was talking to us in that scripture. I was talking in the morning. When that king finally said, he said, this woman, let she continue to trouble me. Let me answer her. Though I don't fear God, I don't respect any man. You are in a terrible condition. You don't fear God, you don't respect man. You are a devil incarnate. May God have mercy. And the prophet said, will God not answer his own elect that cry unto him both day and night? If I'm doing what is wrong and you are praying for me, the only way God can answer your prayer for me is that while you are praying for me, knowing that I'm doing what is wrong, is that he does not tamper with your love for me. Are you following me? He wouldn't tamper with your love for me. If what I am doing that is wrong, and you say you are praying for me, and you hate me for what I am doing, your prayer will not receive it. The prophet said, I conquer evil wild beasts with love. He said, no matter how much I disagree with a man, if I cannot hold his hand, as with love, still pray for him as my brother, I don't want him to be lost. He said, I have no business talking to him. When Jesus was talking to some people, He said, a beam is in your eye. And you want to remove the mote that is another man's eye. He said, first of all, remove your own so that you will see clearly. Oh, merciful God. May God help us. If God meets you, you are changed forever. Forever. There was no hope. The people say, well, all is gone. Not when Jesus come on the scene. Somebody can even name it to you. Maybe you've never heard of it before. But let somebody say, I know where there is a church. They believe in God and they pray for the sick. Quickly now, you are ready to die. You see, new hope springs up. It always does in that dark hour. That's usually when somebody says something about it. Tell you about Jesus, his presence, brought new hopes. Look, if somebody is sick and you don't have the word of comfort and it's not in your mind, don't go and visit him. Hello? Don't you go and visit him. When you visit him, tell him that his case is not hopeless. God that can raise the dead. What is sickness that he cannot? You must pass words of encouragement to such a person. It will help his faith. When you get there, you begin to. You kill the person before he die. May that not be your portion. Praise God. Amen. Brother, come back. May he do the same thing to us tonight like he did last night. When we see that vindicated world beyond any shadow of doubt, that has been made manifest, a proof that Jesus that lived 1900 years ago, that died on Calvary, rose up on the third day, and appeared to those disciples, and opened their eyes, and made this promise of the day, is right here tonight in our presence. Now is bound to bring hopes to people. New hope flash up. Leave it at 46. Look, when the three men visited Abraham, or they came to him, he called one of them my Lord. The two of them went to Sodom. The one that was with him was Elohim himself, God himself, the Almighty himself was with him. And he said, I've not forgotten my promise. God does not forget his promises. Whatever you ask, these signs shall follow them. You lay your hands on the sick, they shall recover. God doesn't forget it. If you stand on that, he watches you, claiming it, he will bring it to pass. And what I will say, the prophet told us, blessed be his holy name, this God that we are talking about, he does not change. What he did in the past, he will continue to do. When the Elohim came and designed the thoughts of the heart of Sarah, if nothing else, we tell you that the rapture is at hand. Watch the ministry, watch the ministry of the Lord. He connected to the ministry of Brother Abraham. That assignment, in tens of thousands, he never failed one day. It's a great sign to you and me that we are close to something. It's not a time to play. It's a time to pray. It's a time to say, God, while you are walking on those people, don't forget me. I believe you are, I'm one of you, one of your children. It is not a time of quarrel, you know. It's not a time of fusing, you know. It's not a time of, this, that, I'm holding mind, so. It's not that time. It's time of falling flat before God. With the signs that we have seen in our generation, but Abraham said, he said, if another ministry rise up and you see greater things than what you have seen in my ministry, He said, call me a false prophet. The last messenger has come. With the last message, he has come. And we are seeing him. Yeah, God has given him the message for us. And that is the message we are following. Let me tell you, you can force a horse to the river. You can't force him to drink. If you put his mouth in water, except you operate the system by itself, he won't drink. God doesn't fail. Let's believe him. Let's trust him. Let's keep believing and trusting and confessing positive until the manifestation of our answer to our prayers come on the scene. I said somewhere, we thank God, by the grace of God, some of our responsibilities is that we must cater for our children, we must clothe them, we must feed them, we must educate them. Praise God. All those things are good. Remember, these are human achievements. The most important thing in the lives of our children, we should always talk to God about, is the salvation of their souls. Yeah! The salvation of their soul is extremely important. I'm not saying the children should be illiterate like me. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there's something more important. And that is the salvation of our souls. No matter what we are here, no matter what you become here, your time will come. The same death that will kill the beggar on the street is the same death that will come to the president in Asoro or whatever. It's the same death that will come. All the protection and the whatever. Death will just pass them. They can't even see him until they take him. Oh, yeah. May God help us so. We are just encouraging ourselves. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. And let me admonish you too. I hope you will not be offended at my admonition. Hello? Brother Abraham said, this message, the message actually told us, come out of her. Come out of denomination. That you might not be partakers of her place. There are going to be plagues that will come upon denominational people. Hello? And you cannot be here today. I'll be here tomorrow. No. It's a sure sign of lack of assurance. It's a sure sign of lack of revelation. It's a sure sign of lack of conviction. I've got nothing to do with the denominations. Come out of it. Today, you come to the message church. For the next 3 weeks, you go to the... Maybe you have friends there you don't want to part with. You must learn from the wife of Lot. She has friends in the place. And that is what makes her to turn a pillar of salt. Because the structure was, don't look back. And wherever your treasure is, there will your heart be. May God help us. Maybe somebody said the church has been kind of dry for a while. We haven't had a good fresh water for a few months. We haven't had a revival. Looks like everybody is so stagnant. So, or something another, we just go to church and sing a hymn and hear a few messages and go back. But all of a sudden, then, when we begin to get dry, then Jesus comes on the scene, freshes us up, brings something new to us. He is always there to do that. The prophet said, a man that is filled with the Holy Ghost, a woman that is filled with the Holy Ghost, he said, he does not come to church to be built up. Listen very closely. Otherwise, you misunderstand what the prophet is saying. Because you can grab that. I say, I will stay home. The prophet said, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't come to church to be built up. It's a quote. But that same prophet, that same Bible tells us, don't forsake the assembly of one another together. as manner of unbelievers are. Unbelievers. That's what the message called them. May God help us. His presence brings new hope. And His presence with you and me, we always renew that hope that is permanently dwelling in us. I will ask a question, but I will just make a reference. Paul came to an assembly. He watched them. They have services. And then Paul asked a question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we have not heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. That is not our church. We have heard what the Holy Ghost is. It has been preached to us. What is the Holy Ghost? What was He given for? It has been preached to us. It has been preached to us what He does when He comes into you. Hello? Don't look down on anybody. Say, oh, this one, have not yet get the Holy Ghost. Are you the one who gave the Holy Ghost to yourself? It's God that gives the Holy Ghost. Let's go to God. Let's hold one another in prayer that God will give the Holy Ghost to as many as are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will make you to live like Christ. He will make you to talk like Christ. He will make you to act like Christ. He will make you to react like Christ. He will not make you to take a step contrary to the word of God. Hello? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. All things have become new. May God help us. Brother Abraham said, he said sometimes we should never allow the message to be common to us. Maybe many of you have read all the sermon books, right from 47 now to 65. The message will not change one bit. It still remains the same. What God ordained it to be, to give us rapturous faith, He will give us rapturous faith as long as we stay with it. As long as we apply it to everything that we do. God help us. She knew that it was that manifested word of God. She had seen that age. Or if she wouldn't, she had still been orthodox. She had still belonged to the church, their denomination. But she had seen that promised word. She has seen that promised word manifested by Him. And she knew that it was that living word. And when she heard about it, she didn't care how many criticized her. What else? She took out for Him just as hard as she could go. See, she knew it was that manifested word, no doubt. But what she had read of the story of Elijah at his days. Now it was God's manifested word in that day. He was a prophet. And the word of the Lord comes to the prophet. And there was a woman, Evia, who had a little baby that had been given to her by a blessing. And that the prophet has blessed her by as she had the child. One day, about 11 o'clock, he must have had a stroke. He was out in the field with his father. The Bible doesn't say it was sunstroke, but he began to cry, my head. About 11 o'clock in the day, and he had a servant, the father did, to take him to the house. He laid on his mother's lap till about noon, got sicker and sicker, and finally died. And now, instead of going in despair, listen very closely. This is another lesson we could learn. He said, oh, go in despair. And the neighbors come in screaming and going on. But that steady mother, her baby was dead. She took it up in that little room that she had provided for the prophet. And laid him upon his bed. like that. As he said to the servant, saddle me a mule, and you ride straight, and don't you stop, unless I tell you to. Oh, that is it. We haven't got time for debating and fusing. This is past that day. Let's go on. We got to get there. We got a need. And so he said, you go forward and don't you slack your riding unless I command you to. And they went till they get to Elijah. And Elijah being a man of God, not like Christ. Christ knew all things because he was God. Elijah was a portion of God. That was Christ in Elijah. And that was the message of the hour. For the word of the Lord for that hour was with that prophet. Jesus was the fullness of all those prophets. Every one of them only manifested him. That's all. All the way from Joseph, from 30 pieces of silver, everywhere is portrayed Christ. So did Moses, David, sitting as a rejected king upon the hill, weeping because he was rejected. 800 years after that, the son of David sat on a hill. That was the spirit of Christ in David there. And he was both root and offspring of David. And so he sat up on the hill, weeping as a rejected king. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I have hovered you as a hen would have brood? What was it? It was Christ back there. It was Christ crying when David rode the hill. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? All my bones, they stare at me. They pierce my feet and my hands. They parted my garments among them. They cast lot for my vesture. That was Christ speaking in David. That's right. He was the manifestation of the word. Christ come to fulfill the things that have been spoken by the prophet. Because the word was with the prophet. If Christ is in you, your actions, your talk will not vary from his word. I don't care what the situation is. You can't give up. You won't speak negative things. You will always know that God is in control. Because Paul said, it's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. That is why Jesus said, search the scriptures. It is in them you think you have eternal life. It is this scripture that testifies of who I am. May God help us all. All that we should be doing at this moment is to be praying for ourselves, pray for our children, immediate family, pray for the bride universally, pray for the community you live, pray for whosoever you associate with. Oh God, we have seen your sign, the last sign in our generation. The last sign has been performed. We have seen it. We believe it. And we know the end is very near. Master, prepare me. Prepare my wife. Prepare my children. Prepare my relations. Prepare whosoever coming, my co-workers, whosoever. Because it's the one only that can do it. Brothers and sisters, the end is near. The end is very near. So it's not a time to dilly-dally. It's a time to be more serious than ever before with the message of our day. Comparing yourself with the message. What the message says you should be as a person. Am I that? Am I the word of God on 2 feet? In my actions, in my reactions, am I the word of God? Those things must never, never elude us. May God help us. He said that in the lesson last night, that he came to fulfill what the prophet had said about it. Because they had the word. And Elijah was God's prophet. The word of that day. So the Shunammite woman stayed with that prophet until he came and manifested the power of God. and laid himself upon the baby, and the baby come to life. Now Martha must have recognized this. Although she had been busy taking care of a house, dishwashing, and so forth. But there she showed her color. She showed really what was in her. She went to get him immediately. If God was in Elijah, God had to be in Christ, because he had proved that he was that person. Amen. I like that. That determination. She goes to him. She had to get to him. And she find out there, as she got to him, now remember, knew that he had never changed. That God never changes his program. If he was in Elijah, I could raise the dead. He was in Christ, I could raise the dead. Though he hadn't done it yet, because it is the same God. Neither has he changed yet. Just as much God tonight as he ever was. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. And he knew, she knew that it was in him. Watch, just in a few minutes, he proved it. When she said something to him about her brother, she said, "Lord, I believe that you are." And he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I am." That is, I am, was in the burning bush with Moses. I am the resurrection. I am the life. I was the world. I am still he. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. After great assurance that she had, that he was the promised one. When he said, being a prophet, he could not lie. Therefore he, when he said, I am he that is the resurrection and life. She said, I believe that you are the one, the Son of God, that should come in the world. Although my brother is dead, lay out yonder in the grave. His body has decayed now. But even now, whatever you say, it will come to pass. May we believe God like that. Amen. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. That way is a wrong way. Is the way of death. The only way that is right is the way of the Lord. The way of the Lord is the word of God. How he says we should handle issues at any time, that is how we should handle them. 64. All she wanted was to hear him say it. Amen. That's all she wanted. Oh, Martha, where are we tonight? Just speak the word. My servant will live. Just hear him say it. They might have come told her. He said it, but here he was himself. Oh God, open blinded eyes. Oh God, open blinded eyes that they might be able to see. When he, in his presence, speaks the word, always is manifested. She said, whatever you ask God, God will give it to you. Just let me hear. She wanted him to say the word. That's all she wanted to hear. Just get the word. That's all she needed, was hear him say he would do it. And he would have done it right there. But you see, by the vision that the Father has showed him, he had to be standing by the grave. Oh man, hold your faith. God is working everything right. It will be all right. Just wait till she got to the grave. Brothers, sisters, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Show me one place in the Bible where God ever disappointed man. From Genesis to Revelation, it has always been man failing God. May that not be you. And may that not be me. May we not fail him with all that we have known. The things that we have known in our generation had never been known in other generations before. Because the seeds, you know, Brother Brown preached a message, seven seeds, or revelations, rather, book of symbols. It was symbols to many that have gone before us. But to us, those symbols have been revealed. We know all what all the symbols are. That is why he told us that when the seven seals were revealed, the book becomes a new book. The Bible becomes a new book to you and me. Brothers, sisters, may God help us. We are not expecting anything greater than this. This that we have seen, it has manifested the fullness of God unto us in our generation. All that God was, he poured it to Christ. All that Christ was, he poured it to his church. The last messenger, the prophet who had the word of God, interpreted it unto us. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he, singular, shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished. As he had declared to his servants, the prophets. Brothers, sisters, may God give us revelation of this message. I hold to it. This message will never fail. It cannot fail. Because it was said to gather the bride of Jesus Christ. As many as are members of that bride, they shall be gathered. Not only that they shall be gathered, they shall be made ready for the rapture. The rapture is faith lays in this message. May God help us. I say, may God help us. The reason why we do the best we can to set the church in order in the light of the message, because this is the last messenger. And this is the last message. And you must set your home in order by the message. The way you run your home. The position of the man. The position of the woman. The position of the children. It's not by might, nor by power. It's by the grace of God. Prayerfully. God intervening, everything be in order. That is how it is done. Are you following me? May God help us. We will soon close. Hello? We will soon close. But let me tell you. Brother David, we will not greet you welcome because we believe you are a member of this assembly. For a long time we have not seen you. You have not told me where you are, which is not the best. And then the message says, expire your thoughts to your pastor. If somebody come to me and say, where is Brother David? What do you expect me to say? Because you didn't tell me where you were going. That is not good. Are you following me? I know you will still shake my hand when we close. Whether you shake my hand or not, but that is the truth. May God help us. I say, may God help us. You see, sometimes correction is not easy to take. But when we take it, it brings us closer to God. It makes us better than we were before. But if you can't take correction by the word, then it is something else altogether. It's like I just vanish. Nobody among my co-minister, nobody knows my whereabouts. When I reappear, will you praise me? You will not. What is wrong with you, Ibololo? Because you're supposed to know my whereabouts. It is the same thing. Many of us don't. I don't know if I should. May God help us. I say, may God help us. There is no word of God that is small. Even blessing our food before we eat is not small. It's part of divine instruction. May God help us. No teacher could just get him to say it, even when he was here. All hopes gone. All everything. He was dead, rotting in the grave. But just hear him say it. It's all
she wanted. Now when he said, I am the resurrection and the life, she believed it. She believed it. Now notice. Now she had to believe for the possibilities. When she heard him say, I am the resurrection and life. Though you are dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Said, do you believe this? And she said, yes, Lord, I believe it. I believe that you are the Son of God that was to come into the world. I like that. I have said this before. It might stand again now. I want to talk to a woman not long ago. I was talking to a woman rather not long ago. It was a certain church that I mentioned a while ago that doesn't believe that he was God, his deity. He was just a prophet, an ordinary man. Gone are those days, just hold it there. Gone are those days when people say, this is what we believe in the Bible. This is what we believe in the Bible. God has sent a messenger to this age to bring us the truth of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And his word is our absolute. Hello? His word is our absolute. Anybody that says anything contrary to what Brother Abraham said is not speaking for God. That is very hard. But that is the truth. Because he's the only man that was sent here to bring the word to us. And the word has been given to us as he has given it to us. And we have it in book forms, in tape forms. We have it in our phones, have it in our iPad. We have it in our whatever. We have it all over the place. That is our absolute. Hello? Is our absolute. He was that. Truly, he was that plus God. See? He was the manifestation. Jesus is the body, the boy, the man. God was what dwelt in him. God was in him. He was a God man. He was a man. Yet, he was God manifested in flesh. When we see Jesus, we see God. That is what he said. When you see the Father, when you see me, you see the Father. Because he was the reflection. Because he was the word. Amen. That was in the beginning. Amen. He called the prophet God. Do you know that? He said, you call them God, who the word of God come to. How can you condemn me when I say I am the Son of God? Because the same word that he would be there, and there is the word made manifest again. And still, they wouldn't believe it. This woman said to me, I can prove it to you, said, I like to hear you preach, but there's one thing you do too much. Well, what is that? He said, you brag too much on Jesus. I said, I hope that all he has against me when he comes. As she said, I hope that is all he can, for he can find in me. I said, if I have 10,000 tongues, I could not speak enough. Oh, my, what he is. He said, but you make him God. I said, he said he was. Or if he wasn't, he was the greatest deceiver the world ever had. She said, he was a prophet. I said, he was a prophet. That's true. A God prophet. The fullness of the word. The prophet just had the word come to him. That is what make him a prophet. But he was the fullness of that word. As she said, I can prove to you. Said, you make him divine. I said, he was divine. As she said, he can't be divine. I said, but he was. She said, you believe the Bible. I said, I do. She said, I prove to you by your own Bible that it wasn't divine. I said, do it. If the Bible says so, then I will believe it. Because I believe the word is right. She said, on the road from down to Lazarus' grave, you remember that? He said, John 11. I said, I certainly do, madam. Said, well, now on the road down, he cried.
The Bible said he wept. I said, certainly, the Bible said he wept. He said, how could he be divine and weep? I said, he was human. Human and divine. I said, yes, lady, you failed to see he was a man going along there crying with those that were crying. That's right. Grieving with those who are grieved. He was a man. But when he straightened his little frail body up, I said, Lazarus, come forth. And a man that had been dead 4 days stood on his feet. That took more than a man. That was God in a man. Who can raise the dead but God? Who is the resurrection and the life? That is sin. Amen. Remember, church, we are all born in sin, shaping iniquity. We came into this world speaking lies. And the Bible says, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. God introduced the blood of animals in the Garden of Eden. And man was serving God under that blood of animal. The blood of animal could not perfect man. God wanted another blood, which was a perfect blood. Even himself, God, who is a spirit, could not produce that blood. Therefore, he promised that a virgin will conceive. And when this virgin conceived, it will bring forth a son. And this son will be called Emmanuel. And the interpretation is God with us. Oh, hallelujah. The blood that was in the blood of animal, the life that was in the blood of animal is animal life. The life that was in the blood of Jesus Christ was God's own life, which is the Holy Ghost. That is why there is a vast difference between those who were under the blood of animal serving God and those today that who are under the blood of Jesus Christ serving God. What the blood of animal could not do, the blood of God has done it. God is dwelling in his people. Hello. God is dwelling in his people. The blood of animal couldn't do it, but the blood of God has done it. All them at that time, it was nothing but what you call it. They come, bring an animal, kill it. The death they could have died transferred to the animal. They will leave that place with the same desire to continue his sin. But when Jesus shed his blood, the worshiper, are you a worshiper of God? The worshiper was purged. You no longer have desire for sin. Once you are purged, it's once and for all. Look, the salvation we are talking of, it's not every day, I'm a sinner today, I apologize today, tomorrow I apologize. No. Once you apologize, God injected his own divine nature into you. And all the days of your life, you will serve him by the power of his resurrection. Brothers, sisters, may God help us. As much as I don't want to offend, remember, therefore, if any man be in Christ, it's a new creation. No sinner saved. No black, white bed. If you are a saint, you are a saint completely. You have the mind of Christ. You apply the word to whatever you do. Because you can't do otherwise. When he was here in the flesh, he didn't do otherwise. Everything he does was the word of God. And if he's the one living in you, if he's the one living in me, he will do the same thing. Brothers, sisters, it's only God that knows those that are his. Can you say amen? That is the truth. It's only God that knows those that are his. We believe we are all sons and daughters of God. We believe that. But God knows who you are. God knows who I am. But remember, the way that we will be able to prove that we are sons and daughters of God. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, where you have love one for another. That love is not filial love. He's talking about divine love. For one for another. You don't hate nobody. I don't care what the person has done. If this person have opportunity to kill you, it will kill you. But as long as that divine nature is in you, you will love him. And you will pray for him. May God help us. I say, may God help us. I've often told people, and may I say it one more time. The 3 years and 6 months that the apostles stayed with Jesus under his teaching. Teaching alone doesn't do it. He will speak parables publicly. He will come to the room, teach them, explain the parables. If that could do it, there would have been no need for Pentecost. But that could not do it. That is why even when he died, he told them several times he was going to be buried, he will resurrect. Do you know when he resurrected? It was a problem among them. They could not grasp the teachings that Jesus gave them because they were in the flesh. They that are in the flesh, the Bible says, they cannot please God. Because they want to go their way. They want to do their thing in their way. But if God is in you, I'm telling you, you can't do otherwise. Because it's the word. Listen, church. It's not that Christ is in blasphemy and that blasphemy be struggling with Christ. I want to go this way. Christ said, no, go this way. When it comes in there, it takes over the life of the brother. He's the one living his life through the brother. That is what the Bible teaches. That is what the message teaches. And that is what the truth we are following. How many of us have read this message? Let us see God. If you have read it, can you raise your hand? Very few of us have read it. Go back to it. The majority have not read it. So that you might not think I'm just screaming for screaming's sake. God above us. God in the universe. God in his son. God in his word. God in his people. The same God. The same God. Amen. Well, I don't want you to look at me as crazy that is holier than thou attitude. No. I'm preaching the message. If Jesus comes, I'm telling you there is a difference. There is a difference. That's why the prophet said, the slip second that the Holy Ghost came into you, say you know it. It takes over your life. I don't believe the Holy Ghost can be fused, you know. Oh, you don't find that among the apostles. Even when they disagree, we might follow us, they will not follow us. It was not boxing. No. It was not boxing. You never find that among the apostles after Pentecost. Brothers and sisters, we all must visit Pentecost while we are thanking God for as many as have already visited Pentecost. Because the preparation that we are making for the rapture, brother, sister, Brother Abraham said he come to a man's workshop. Big workshop like this. There were pieces of iron everywhere in the four corners in the workshop. And the prophet said, the man pressed a switch. When he pressed the switch, the big magnet up, lower down. He did it ground. When he lowered down all the pieces of iron in the whole workshop, they were jumping from right and left. He just cleaned the place, remaining plastics, and the iron that was bolted down for other machines. And the prophet asked the man, why did the plastic not go? Hello? What was the answer? He said, because, God bless you, they are not of the same material. Brothers and sisters, we must be of the same material with Christ to go in the rapture. It's not something that you humanly work up. It is the program of God. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and to your children, to them that are far off, to as many as the Lord that God shall call. To be spiritual. Hello? To be spiritual is to be scriptural. Are you following me? To be spiritual is to be scriptural. To be spiritual is to be messagical. That is how to be spiritual. Is to be messagical. May God help us. More than ever before, church, pray for me and I'll be praying for you. Let us be praying for one another. Because we are living in a time that is very, very dicey. It's dicey. Because it's an individual case. Wherever you are, where the rapture is going to be, they will leave you behind. Because you are part of it. But you must be part of it. Because sometimes when we talk like this, it looks as a theatrical joke. But then, what else can we do? We must know that we are part of what we are talking about. It is one thing for you to profess something. It is another thing for you to actually possess what you are talking about. Sympathy is not just how did the prophet put it again? So, he said compassion is not human sympathy. Compassion is doing the will of God. Let me tell you one thing, sisters. I don't care how bad your husband is. You cannot change the name of your husband. Hello? Hello? You say your name is Christiana. Christiana. Your name is Christiana Mary. You are buried it too. No. After your first name, the other name is your surname. Whether you call it, you don't call it, in the book of God, that is how you are known. Hello? May God help us. You see, there are things that happen many of us don't observe. You can't change it. Baba ni baba ma je. Baba ni baba ma je. Hey. Do you know where there is this dispute about pregnancy? Is it this one? Is it that one? That is how they introduce DNA. DNA or whatever. NA. You know. They introduce that to test where this blood comes from. Are you following me? Your husband is your husband. Anytime, any day, the will of God is that you must be submissive unto him as unto the Lord. Amen? You must. It's not under condition. I said it the other time. The Bible does not say you must be submissive unto him as unto the Lord if your husband is treating you well. No condition attached to it. For you to be in the will of God, you have to stay with that word. Hello? May God help us. You see, sometimes a man will want to go his own way, But there is a way that God has wanted us to go. That is the correct way. That is the way of life. May God deliver us from all evils. The amen is not sound enough. May God help us. No matter how sound the amen is, brothers, sisters, it is one thing for the amen to sound. It is another thing to apply this thing to our lives. Let it be your life. I should let it to be my life. Then we are candidates for the rapture. Okay? May God help us. We will not compromise. We will say what the message says. You may not believe. You may argue with me. You may say, no, I see it this way. It's not a problem. But the word of God remains the word of God. Anytime, any day. May God help all of us. Both the preachers and those of us that are preachers to officers of the church, musicians. It concerns every one of us. First and foremost. By one spirit, we all are baptized into one body. The prophet said in the church of God, there is no color or whatever. No, wherever you come from, doesn't matter. What matters is that the word of God and the spirit of God that we must obey, that must work on us. May God help us. I don't mean to injure any feelings. If I've done it, pardon me. But the word of God, we have to remain the word of God. Brother Abraham said, if you allow your pastor to preach Jehovah's Witness doctrine to you, he said it's up to you. Did he say so? He said up to you. I hope what I'll be preaching is not Jehovah's Witness doctrine. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Remember, you might go anywhere, you hear people say, eight messenger is coming, it is false. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, Brother Abraham, the seventh angel, he has brought the message. The mystery of the book has been completed. We are not expecting any other message. Stay with that message. Eat it. Let it transform your life. Let it. Oh, man. God help us. You love the message? That is our absolute. Remember that. The message is our absolute. If you are married, the death do we part. Hello? Hello? To death do we part. It's not an experimental virtue. If things go fine, we continue. If you don't go fine, go your right, I go my left. You know they there. We don't believe in divorce in the house of is the house of God. Hello? Both the married and unmarried, I expect you to say amen. If you are not married now, you are going to marry. I will be guided by this same word. God bless you. You love him? Before we pray, we all know this message. And finally, we know it's just a few pages that remain on it. We come to the end of it. Before we pray, may I say something? May the Lord Jesus Christ, may he come to you at the time of your need. Because each time he comes, he changes situations. May your situations be changed. And let us sing, as we rise up, let us sing hymn 61. Thank you.
bow our heads. As many as we want to be remembered, the prayer, can you speak, signify by the raising up of your hand? Heavenly Father, it is true, without you, we can do nothing. Because you have said it by yourself that without you, we can do nothing. But your servant Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Father, hands are up everywhere. Whatsoever those needs are, Father, we are depending upon you. We are of ourselves a failure. We can do nothing by ourselves. Lord, you are our victory. You are our success. You are our overcoming power. You are everything unto us. Whatsoever those needs might be, Father, may you attend to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Master and our God, truly, O God, we are depending upon you because you are the only one that can walk upon us and make us to be what you want us to be. Our husbands, our wives, our children, our loved ones, oh Master, our neighborhood, our co-workers, our co-businessmen and women. Father, we commit everybody to your hands. Our prayers for everywhere, oh God, let nobody be lost in the name of Jesus Christ. It's our prayers, oh God. Any sick in the body, you are the Lord our God that healeth all our diseases. If there be sickness in this audience, wherever it might be, blessed Holy Ghost, trace it and trash it away from us in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Our Master and our God will know where the victory lies. The victory lies in you and in you alone. We can of ourselves never be victorious. We pray, O God, as many as are not yet in that body, please, Master, may you graciously put them in the body, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. They that are dear, may you continue to take them from glory unto glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Our wives, our husbands, our children, our neighbors, our loved ones, our fathers, our mothers, our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, our nephews, our nieces, our friends, and uncles and aunties. We bring everybody before the throne of mercy. You are the Jehovah Potter. You are the only one that can make man to be what you want him to be. Father, don't pass any of them by. It's our prayers, Lord. May this message transform our lives. Give us rapturing faith and make us ready for that glorious rapture that you have promised, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Everyone that is not yet ready, may them ready, Lord. Our Master, you are the only one that can do it. We can't do it by ourselves. You are not giving that power to a man to change man. Father, may you change everybody that needs to be changed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We love you. Because you first of all loved us. May your name be praised for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I say God bless you. Okay, by 3 we shall come again. We'll be seated by 2. We shall come again for the next service, afternoon stroke evening. May the Lord continue to be our help. Amen. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Thank you.
Father God.